Welcome back. We trust the Lord is richly blessing you through our discussion today. And we still have a few more questions to ask our pastor before we call it a day. If the Lord chose us from before the foundation of the world and wrote our names in this book of life, then how do we explain this scripture in Revelation 3 verse 5? He that overcometh, the same shall be clothed in white raiment, and I will not blot out his name out of the book of life, but I'll confess his name before my Father and before his angels.
Okay.
So can names be blotted out of the book of life?
Even the one Moses spoke about.
Yes. Exodus.
Because it's often quoted by the opponents of of this revelation.
Exodus 32 and verse 32.
Yes.
Yet now, if thou wilt forgive their sin, and if not, blot me, I pray thee, out of the book which thou hast written.
You see?
Yes, sir.
Now I want you to note, whatever interpretation you give to scripture, let it have a foundation upon which you build that interpretation. It's very, very important. First and foremost, lay this foundation first, that concerning salvation, it is not gambling. God is not going to call you and give you a life that is unending and cause you to live in eternal disobedience. He cannot give you eternal life when you are not converted. He cannot give you eternal life and later on regret giving it to you. This is what you must know, that we are talking about God who is not gambling. That's why I laid that foundation about foreknowledge. I laid that foundation about predestination. They'll help you understand that God is not gambling. Now, if you understand this fact, that the name cannot be written and then later on removed after he has given eternal life. No. Now, this is what they're missing now. Before God, there is a reward. Now, we have 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 10.
Yes, sir. 2 Corinthians 5, 10 says, for we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that everyone may receive the things done in his body, according to that he hath done, whether it be good or bad.
Whether it be good
or bad.
Or bad. And in Romans chapter 14, verse 10.
But why dost thou judge thy brother? Or why dost thou set at naught thy brother? For we shall all stand before the judgment seat of Christ.
We shall all stand before the judgment seat of Christ. Let me add one more scripture, 1 Corinthians chapter 3. Reading from verse 9.
For we are laborers together with God. Ye are God's husbandry.
The church, that's talking about ministers.
Ye are God's building.
Yes.
According to the grace of God which is given unto me, as a wise master builder, I have laid the foundation.
Yes.
And another builded thereon.
You see, ministry work.
But let every man take heed how he buildeth thereupon. For other foundation can no man lay than that is laid, which is Jesus Christ.
Yes.
Now, if any man build upon this foundation gold, silver, precious stones, wood, hay, stubble, every man's work shall be made manifest.
Every man's work shall be made manifest.
For the day shall declare it.
Yes.
Because it shall be revealed by fire. And the fire shall try every man's work of what sort it is. If any man's work abide, which
this
he has built thereupon.
This is why I'm going verse 14 and verse 15. What does it say again?
If any man's work abide, which he has built thereupon.
What will happen?
He shall receive a reward.
He shall receive a reward.
If any man's work shall be burned, he shall suffer loss.
He will suffer loss.
But he himself shall be saved, yet so as by fire.
You will be saved. It is talking about reward. When we shall go in the rapture, then this parable in Luke chapter 19 will be fulfilled. Read it. Now, in Luke chapter 19.
From verse 11.
Yes, read it. Please.
And as they heard these things, he added and spake a parable, because he was nigh to Jerusalem, and because they thought that the kingdom of God should immediately appear. He said, therefore, a certain nobleman went into a far country to receive for himself a kingdom and to return.
And that is Christ himself.
And he called his 10 servants and delivered them 10 pounds and said unto them, occupy till I come. But his citizens hated him and sent a message after him, saying, we will not have this man to reign over us.
You see?
And it came to pass that when he was returned, having received the kingdom, then he commanded these servants to be called unto him, to whom he had given the money, that he might know how much every man had gained by trading. Then came the first, saying, Lord, thy pound hath gained 10 pounds. And he said unto him, well, thou good servant, because thou hast been faithful in a very little, have thou authority over 10 cities. And the second came, saying, Lord, thy pound hath gained 5 pounds. And he said likewise to him, be thou also over 5 cities. And another came, saying, Lord, behold, here
is thy pound. Can you see the reward?
Yes, sir.
Can you see the reward? Yes.
Lord, behold, here is thy pound, which I have kept laid up in a napkin.
Now, this is where we are going. Go on.
For I fear thee, because thou art an austere man. Thou takest of that thou layest not down, and reapest that thou did not sow. And he said unto him, out of thy own mouth will I judge thee.
Can you see where the name is going to be removed now? Go on.
Thou wicked servant, thou knewest that I was an austere man, taking of that I laid not down, and reaping that I did not sow.
Yes.
Wherefore then gavest not thou my money into the bank, that I might come in and might have required my own with usury. And he said unto them that stood by, take from him the pound.
Can you see where the reward is removed?
And
take from him the pound.
And give it to him that had 10 pounds.
Can you see?
And they said unto him, Lord, he had 10 pounds.
And what did he say?
For I say unto you, that unto everyone that hath shall be given. And from him that hath not, even that he hath shall be taken away from him.
And what is this pound that he gave? It is the gifts in 1 Corinthians chapter 12.
Yes, sir.
That's why verse 7 there, it's the way it's put.
But the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man to profit without.
You see? To profit with it. So, you will lose your position. Judas lost his position. And Matthias had to replace him. Once you are saved, you will be saved. Okay, look at it, for instance, Apostle Paul, concerning that man that took his father's wife. 1 Corinthians chapter 5.
It is reported commonly
that
there is fornication among you.
Yes.
And such fornication and is not so much named among the Gentiles.
You see, what was this, the
that
type of
one should have his father's wife.
His father's wife. He went to sleep with his father's wife.
And ye are puffed up and have not rather mourned that he that had done this deed might be taken away from among you. For I verily, as absent in body but present in spirit, have judged already as though I were present concerning him that so done this deed.
Yes.
In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Listen to the judgment.
When ye are gathered together, and my spirit with the power of our Lord Jesus Christ, to deliver such a one unto Satan for the destruction of the flesh, that the spirit may be saved in the day of the Lord
again,
Jesus.
Again, read that verse again.
To deliver such a one unto Satan.
To do what? To destroy this flesh.
For the destruction of the flesh, that the spirit may be saved in the day of the Lord.
Because once you are saved, you are saved. Now, once you are saved, you are saved.
Okay.
That is why Apostle Paul said, he that thinketh he stand.
1 Corinthians 10:12. Wherefore, let him that thinketh he standeth take heed, lest he fall.
Lest he fall. Then he said, walk out.
Philippians 2.13. Philippians 2.12.
Walk out your salvation.
Wherefore, my beloved, as ye have always obeyed, not as in my presence only, but now much more in my absence, walk out your own salvation with
fear
and trembling.
Because there is eye has not seen. Imagine an ear had. Imagine what is awaiting us and you lose it. You can lose your reward and eternally remain without authority. So that is what all these scriptures, you have to put them together to understand that. Apostle Paul teaching us, now that you have come into the family, this is how to walk. Now when he said this is how to walk, you know, people don't understand. There are two things here I want to explain. Now, if you go to The testing of the Lord.
Hebrews 12.
I think that is Hebrews chapter 12. I want to be very, very sure. Yes. Hebrews chapter 12. And there is a scripture there. And verse 5.
Verse 5.
Thank you.
And ye have forgotten the exhortation which speaketh unto you as unto children.
Now, as unto children, what is the exhortation?
My son, despise not thou the chastening of the Lord, nor faint when thou art rebuked of him. For whom the Lord loveth, he chasteneth, and scourgeth every son whom he receiveth.
Now, people don't understand that when you come into Christ, now a father-son relationship exists. If you don't yield yourself to the leading of the Spirit, you walk carnally. If you disobey, God will chasten you. This is where a lot of people miss it. And the chastening can even include killing you. And killing you is to take you home, not to take you to hell. Because eternal life is already in you, but you lose all your reward. So Apostle Paul was making this, verse 6 again.
For whom the Lord loveth, he chasteneth.
Yes.
And scourgeth every son whom he receiveth.
Yes.
If ye endure chastening, God dealeth with you as with sons. For what son is he whom the father chasteneth not?
What son is there that the father chasteneth not?
But if you be without chastisement, whereof all are partakers.
All are partakers.
Then are ye bastards and not sons.
Uh-huh.
Furthermore, we have had fathers of our flesh, which corrected us.
Yes.
And we gave them reverence. Shall we not much rather?
So the purpose is to give them reverence. Yes.
Shall we not much rather be in subjection unto the Father of spirits and live?
Uh-huh.
For they verily for a few days chastened us after their own pleasure.
Yes.
But
he, God, our prophet, he does it for our profit.
That we might be partakers of his holiness.
Uh-huh. So you can see that a relationship now goes on. That's why I say, if you say you are a Christian, you claim to be a Christian, and later on, you go back to your old sinful way of living, and nothing happens to you to make you come back to God, it is evidence your name is not in the book of life. It is evident you are not saved. It is evident you are only playing religion.
Wow.
You see? And that is why Apostle Paul spoke about it when we were trying to read in Hebrews chapter 10.
Hebrews 10, 26.
Yes.
For if we sin fully, after that we have received the knowledge of the truth,
yes,
there remaineth
Hebrews
no more.
Hebrews chapter 10, verse 26.
There remaineth no more sacrifice for sins.
Yes.
But a certain fearful looking for of judgment and fiery indignation.
If you sin willfully, yes. Because you know the right thing to do. But willfully you are yes.
And fiery indignation, we shall devour the adversaries.
Yes.
He that despised Moses' law died without mercy under two or three witnesses.
That's okay. Then, you know, so that you will understand why Apostle John, in 1 John chapter 3, where he says, he that is born of God.
1 John 3:9.
Yes.
Whosoever is born of God does not commit sin.
Why?
For his seed remains.
If you are going back to sin, it is evidence that you are not born of God. You were not born again, nothing.
For his seed remains in him. And he cannot sin because he is born of God.
Yes. You see?
Yes, sir.
Now, you cannot sin. What he says is that you cannot enjoy it,
practicing,
have pleasure in sin. You can't. The word of God inside of you will rebuke you. Your nature is no more for that. You won't enjoy it. You will come back. That is why he said, you know, in 2 Peter chapter 2,
yes, sir,
verse 20.
For if after they have escaped the pollutions of the world through the knowledge of the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, they are again entangled therein and overcome, the latter end is worse with them than the beginning.
Yes, now.
For it had been better for them not to have known the way of righteousness.
Yes.
Than after they have known it, to turn from the holy commandments delivered unto them.
Okay. You see, but what? 22.
Which happened unto them according to the true proverb, the dog is turned to his own vomit again. And the soul that was washed are wallowing in the mess.
You see, people don't understand the scripture. Let me
Why?
It says that if after they have escaped the pollutions of the world through the knowledge, that is why I said grace is different from righteousness.
Mm.
For you to be accepted by God, you must be a partaker of grace and righteousness.
Mm.
And I've explained that in several of my messages.
Amen.
Now, see grace. It says, John 3, verse 3.
Hmm.
Except a man be born again,
yes, sir,
he cannot
see.
Can you see?
Hmm.
The see there is grace.
Amen.
To know, to see. But many of us have only seen, we have not entered.
Hmm.
Because to enter, there's a process. Verse 5.
That's except a man be born of water and of spirit,
yes,
he cannot enter into
that. That is righteousness.
Hmm.
You see now. You see, that is where righteousness is. Now, so that you see what he said. For if after they have escaped, Second Peter.
For if after they have escaped the pollutions of the world through the knowledge of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
Knowledge. How has that knowledge benefited you?
I see.
You see, that is why now Hebrew chapter number 6, from verse 4.
Hebrews 6, 4.
Yes.
For it is impossible for those who are once enlightened.
It is impossible for those who were once enlightened. See the knowledge?
Yes, sir.
The knowledge?
Knowledge.
Uh-huh.
And have tasted the heavenly gift.
They even receive anointing and receive gift, and they were operating the gift.
And were made partakers of the Holy Ghost.
You see?
And have tasted the good word of God.
They have seen it. Knowledge. Yes.
And the powers of the world to come.
They have seen the confidence. Yet they now fall away. What does it say?
If they shall fall away.
If under condition you still fall away.
To renew them again unto repentance.
It is impossible to renew them again unto repentance. Do you see what?
Seeing they crucify to themselves the Son of God afresh.
Now, why is it impossible to renew them again? Because all that should make them to be attracted to Christ, they have seen it. So what will you use that to convince them when they leave them go back to their palace? When they leave them go back to cultism? When they leave them go back to smoking and womanizing and all they do? What other evidence will God use to bring them? You see? So people mistake dogs and pigs that were not converted, that return to their
vomit
because that's where they belong. And think that they were converted. You were never converted. But you had the opportunity to see the kingdom.
Like lost wife.
You had knowledge to see. They experienced grace. But they had no righteousness. Like Lot's wife.
Yes, sir.
So that is where we mix it.
Wow, this is very, very clear.
Yes.
Oh, after a teaching like this, I don't think any opponent of eternal security should still open his mouth and say anything. So I just think it's just displacement of knowledge, not having the right understanding.
Nothing more.
Because I'm seeing two things why one cannot continue to sin. One, because of the change of nature.
Change of nature.
And conversion. Two, because of the chastisement of the Father.
The Father will chastise you. And that is why he said it's a fearful thing to fall into the hands of God. When he finishes with you, when you see sin next time, you will run away.
Mm.
That is the purpose. It's a father-son relationship.
So these things, if these two things are there, you cannot go back to practicing to enjoy sin.
The test is no more there.
Mm.
The test is because remember, in the process of salvation, he works on your heart, he works on your spirit.
Mm.
So the conversion is a process.
Mm.
A lot of people have not submitted themselves for that process to be complete. Look at the process in Ezekiel chapter 36.
Yes, sir.
From verse 24.
Mm. For I will take you from among the heathen and gather you out of all countries.
Yes.
And will bring you into your own land. Mm-hmm. Then will I sprinkle clean water upon you, and ye shall be clean.
Uh-huh.
From all your filthiness and from all your idols will I cleanse you.
Uh-huh.
A new heart also will I give you, and a new spirit will I put within you. And I will take away the stony heart out of your flesh, and I will give you an heart of flesh. And I will put my spirit within you, and cause you to walk in my statutes.
You see?
And ye shall keep my judgments.
It's a process.
Mm.
And you must allow him complete the process. Don't just allow him change your spirit.
Mm.
He must put his spirit there. That if not, the seat. Process is not completed.
Amen.
That is the sealing.
Amen.
So I want you to note, that is why in Hebrews chapter 10,
yes, sir,
from verse 37 to verse 39, see what it says there.
From verse 37 to 39.
Yes.
For yet a little while, and he that shall come will come.
We are talking of rapture watch.
And will not tarry.
Yeah, he will not tarry. He will soon come.
Amen.
He will soon come. Then he gives his admonishment.
Now the just shall live by faith.
By faith, revelation.
But if any man draw back, my soul shall have no pleasure
in him. If you draw back, like lost wife, go on.
But we are not of them who draw back unto perdition.
That is what I'm seeing here. We that are converted. We are not of them who draw back unto perdition, but we are of them that believe to the saving of the soul.
Hallelujah. Wow, you've answered all my questions, sir.
Thank you.
You have answered all my questions that you can't say you are saved and live anyhow.
No, enjoy and practice. You don't even have the ability to do that.
I think, sir, would you agree with me that the problem that these opponents of eternal security have is that they see false witnesses?
That's why I brought this letter scriptures. There are people that have come to Christ, but they have not submitted themselves for the work of salvation. That is why he said a tree is known by her fruits.
Hallelujah.
Not by her leaves. Not by your religion, not by your gifts. You see, that's why he said, not all that say, Lord, 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 shall they
enter. Makes sense. It's clear. So there are people that have received grace but are not yet righteous.
They are not yet righteous.
Hallelujah. Amen.
And I said that holiness is not righteousness. Holiness is only a part of righteousness. Righteousness is more than holiness. I've tried to explain.
This is very clear. So with this few points of the pastor, I hope he has been able to convince you and not to confuse you.
You can send your questions if you have any further questions during our Monday.
Yes, sir. Monday night, 7 p.m. Nigerian time.
Live.
Send your questions. Ask the pastor if you see have further questions. Maybe there's a scripture that the pastor has not even seen before.
Yeah.
And you know, and it disproves eternal security. Please bring it. But with these 3 points of views, I hope he has been able to convince you and not to confuse you that eternal security is scriptural and is truth. Thank you so much for joining us on this episode of Rapture Watch. A big thank you to all the sponsors of Bright TV. May God continue to shower his blessings upon you, and we may continue to keep your hands on high, that you will continually have more to sow to God's work. God bless you, and to meet again, keep watching the Bright TV. Shalom.